The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
As you heard with my last conversation with Bob Hart, who was in Rogue River, and his phone dropped, and it's because a big power outage has hit again Pacific Power. This time we have about 3,000 customers that are out between Rogue River, parts of Grants Pass, parts of Murphy. And they're just investigating that. No idea when it's going to come back on, but I'll just I'll keep you in the loop as soon as we can find out more. I'm pretty sure 99.3 is still on. 105.9 is off if you're listening in the Grants Pass area. 106.3 is still definitely, yep, it is still on the air. I just checked it. We are still on the air. All right. Dr. Carol Lieberman, MD, MPH. She's joining the show this morning. And you know, in a time in which we seem to have all sorts of terroristic activity out there, why not talk to a forensic psychiatrist who is known as the terrorist therapist and America's psychiatrist? How are you doing this morning, Dr. Lieberman? It's great to have you on.
Fine, thank you.
All right. Terrorist therapist. Well, you can certainly use that that moniker for what happened last weekend with President Trump at the conversation, the attempted assassination, and, of course, the killing of this. And we don't know a whole lot about this, but you do this for a living, right? Getting into the brains of killers and people who have done bad things. And what is your overall take on this, first of all?
Well, he is fascinating. Thomas Matthew Crooks. Fascinating. I wish he would have lived, so that I could have, talked to him, put him on my couch. First of all, I mean, there's so many things. The kids at school, yes, he was bullied, but the kids at school called that they had nicknames for him. And one of them was school shooter. And he does actually fit the profile of the typical school shooter, which is, with a political twist, however, but that is a loner, someone who's bullied, a violent video game addict. He used his father's gun. And which is very interesting because, I think that there are going to be grounds for charging the parents with manslaughter, just like they did Ethan Crumbly's parents. I would hope that they could do that. And then, of course, mental illness. Now, the FBI has come out and said that he didn't have mental illness. Well, it all depends what you mean by mental illness. Maybe he wasn't schizophrenic. I don't think he was, actually. Or some other psychosis, but he certainly did have severe psychological problems. You know, when kids bully other kids, they do pick on the weaker ones, the people who have, it's not necessarily, as I said, a psychosis, but it's typically people who are abused or neglected at home. Now, we don't know all the details about his child home life, but that's the thing that's going to be super interesting. I think, we haven't heard anything about his mother. She has managed to really stay under the radar. But his father, there is something there. His father used to go with him to the gun range. That in itself is not, psychological, sure. a psychological problem. But, except that it came to be one. One of the fascinating things is that at school, he wanted to join the gun club, and he was rejected from the gun club. They didn't let him join because, first of all, he was a really bad shot, and second of all, they said he made off-color remarks that they didn't feel comfortable having him be near guns while he was, saying these kinds of things or feeling this kind of way.
Oh, okay. That's that would tend to raise a little issue, but once again, people being weird or a bubble off plum, so to speak, is not unusual. We run into people like that all the time, and most don't turn homicidal, right? You'd be the first to agree with that.
Right. It's a combination of things. In terms of the gun club, why I think that's fascinating is because I think that this could partly have been revenge, wanting to show these kids and the teacher, whoever was in charge of the gun club, you think I'm not a good enough shot? Well, I'll show you. And what just came out yesterday was he had written on a game site that this was going to be his, he wrote, July 13 will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds. And then he wrote this on Steam, which is apparently a popular online platform where gamers communicate. And he had pictures of Trump and Biden, and he had information on his phone, and he had information about the Democratic, you know, convention as well. So was he going to shoot at Biden, too?
Certainly delusions of grandeur, if nothing else, right?
Yes. And another thing is his father, they apparently had signs advertising Trump in their on their lawn, according to some neighbors. But then recently, the father took them down. So does that mean the father doesn't like Trump? Or, I think that there's something, I think the father is the key to all of this, as they often are in these kinds of, with these kinds of shooters.
Dr. Carol Lieberman, MD, MPH, once again. This is, so it's the father. Do you think it was politically motivated violence or more of a violence of opportunity? There was an opportunity since it was coming right to Butler, to town where he lived.
Yes. I think if we look at it as the perfect situation in terms of wanting to show his classmates, those who made fun of him, kicked sand in his face, right?
Yeah.
If he wanted to show them that he was a great shot, you know, that they made a mistake. Who better than Trump and Biden for that matter, you know, but Trump especially. But like, if his father, I think depending upon how he felt about his father and about his father taking the signs off, because everybody says that they never heard him say anything political. Actually, something came out recently about where some friend came and said something about that he didn't like him talking about politics. So I don't really have the impression that he was that politically, that he cared that much.
Could this have been the ultimate rebellion against the father, who appeared to be more political from the sounds of it? And the shooter himself was a registered Republican, but also gave money to a progressive group, which would seem to be kind of counterintuitive to being a registered Republican. And I'm wondering if he's a registered Republican because dad's a registered Republican, you know, that kind of thing. You can't help but wonder.
Well, yes, it's either, you know, that he really likes dad, you know, his dad's his friend, they want to go to the gun range together, or he really hates dad. And I'm betting on the hates dad part. Because, you know, that would go along with neglect and abuse and or abuse. Well, and neglect is a form of abuse. Of course, also what's important is his relationship with his mother. And we don't have a clue about that.
Yeah.
And the father, the other thing was that the father, when the father was first contacted, he said something about he wouldn't talk to them. And he said, I don't know what the hell is going on. I have to find out what the hell is going on. Just kind of a reaction like he was so detached. But on the other hand, he apparently called the police that day because he thought that his son was at the gun range and he had expected him to be home by then. And so he could now the story is.
Yeah, concern for his welfare. I saw that. I read about that. Yeah.
Yes. But did the father have some suspicions that he was going to do something at the Trump rally?
And that could be what you're talking about, liability for manslaughter, et cetera, or contributory, if that was really the case. But as a 20-year-old, I believe in Pennsylvania, he was perfectly, he was perfectly allowed to have, you know, access to a firearm. You know, I don't think there was any issue with that, but that doesn't mean you take it up on the roof and you start plinking away at the crowd, you know, once again. Please.
I'm sounding very anti-gun.
No, I get really, that. I get that, but
that's not really what I mean. Yes, and he's 20, whereas Ethan Crumbly was only 16 at the time. That is true. But it's more like, and I you know, it's questionable whether he asked his father if he could borrow it, and the father said yes. I mean, but then, I don't know. There's still a lot to be figured out or to come out about that.
Yeah.
But you would think you would kind of expect a different reaction if someone came and told you that your son had just shot up the president. or the ex-president, former president, to be president, you know, you'd have a different kind of reaction.
Yeah, you wouldn't be saying, hey, I got to find out what the hell's going on here. I'd be saying, oh, my gosh, what are you kidding? You know, that that kind of thing.
Yes.
And that reaction then, in your opinion, Dr. Lieberman, is a tell, right? It's what you're concerned about. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is someone that you could have had a lot to talk about if had he survived his violent incident, but is not to be. Do you believe, Dr. Lieberman, that authorities will be forthcoming about this? Because I've noticed that when we've had people involved in such shootings, like the Christian school in Tennessee, I believe is where that was. That authorities seem to be doing everything to lock down manifestos or any information, and it's like nothing to see. Move along here, and the problem is guns. You know, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Right. Blame it on the guns. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, see, what's interesting is also, I mean, I don't know if he left a manifesto, but he was a really smart guy. He had gone to, he did super well in high school. He got an award.
Oh, he was a big math and science kid. He was big on that.
Yeah. He was graduated with honors from a community school in engineering, and he got accepted into a regular 4-year college. He was going to transfer, and then he called him up and said, no, I'm not coming. So I have more important things to do, like killing Trump.
Yikes.
So, it's really kind of sad that he didn't go on. He could have contributed to society in a more positive kind of way.
Do you think that?
All right.
It's like we're doing this little dance. You go first, and then I'll respond. How about that?
Okay, and there's just so much to say about him. You know, I don't want it to. You were asking about the people and the what's going to come out. I mean, whatever is wrong was wrong with this kid. It wasn't such a kid, but I mean, whatever was wrong with him, Thomas Matthew Cook Crooks. What a name, right, Crooks? Mm-hmm. That does not take away from the possibility that that this was planned. And that he was in cahoots with them, because the very same psychological weaknesses, vulnerability that he had, would also make him a likely patsy for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Or Iran, for that matter. You know, there's this theory that Iran wanted to have Trump killed.
The other thing that we can't discount here, Doctor, is that MK Ultra, the mind control project of the CIA, is a real thing. You know, it's not a... You know, it's not a conspiracy theory. We know this now, right?
Yeah.
And one can't help but think he would be perfect, right? Lone wolf, not popular, beaten up in school, you know, all those kind of things. What a perfect vessel, I guess, for such a thing. And I know that's conspiratorial, but,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, after, and of course there were threats, and maybe this is the Iranian threat that nobody ever, you know, really wanted to connect this. You know, we don't want to think that there can be mind control. Someone can get in on the gaming platforms, those encrypted gaming platforms that he was in. The mind reels on this one. I do have to ask you, though, once again, another guy really into, you know, the super violent online video game world. Is that a problem? Or is that a problem for some?
No, it's a problem. I mean, yes, for some it's more of a problem than others. But I mean, every single school shooter has been obsessed with violent video games. And there's no question.
But we're always told it's not the video games. It can't be the video games, right? It's kind of like with COVID. It couldn't be the vaccines causing trouble, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, I was the head of the National Coalition on TV Violence, and we didn't just do TV. We looked into all kinds of media violence, and I testified before Congress 4 times. And yes, the video game companies did not like me, but there's tons of money behind them, and they aren't stopping. And it's, you know, I said from the beginning that this was going to be a big problem, especially at being exported, you know, all around the world. Scientific studies show that it does create, the more hours of violent media you consume, especially video games, where you're pulling the trigger, basically, the more violent you can become. And not everybody becomes a serial shooter or a president shooter or whatever, but there is other violence on plane rage, you know, road rage, all of these things, parking spot rage. I mean, domestic violence rage. So, yes, it has affected us.
Do you get a dopamine hit? I don't know what the science is on this, but people on a violent video game, do they get a dopamine hit on the kills and things like that? I can't help but wonder if there's a conditioning of sorts.
Yes, yes. And in fact, the military is trained on these violent video games. So obviously, somebody thinks that they really do help in making you a better shooter.
Huh.
I mean, not just physically, but I mean, you know, your mindset.
Maybe when we go down to GameStop or any of the other stores and buy it, we're buying our own MK Ultra. I know a lot of people
Absolutely.
Won't like me saying that. I get it.
But it's true. It is true.
Mm. Doctor, are you going to be talking about this on your podcast this week? I know you do a weekly podcast, and where can people find that?
Well, they can find it on my website, terroristtherapist.com. Mm-hmm. And they can also find it on renegadetalkradio.com and wherever podcasts are. Wherever you can find your podcast.
Boy, expert witness forensic psychiatrist.com. By the way, did you
know?
What's that?
Yes, that's my forensic website. But the one where you can hear the radio show is terroristtherapist.com.
Yeah. Something tells me that this is a topic that you're going to be delving into deeply for quite some time to come, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I am very interested in this guy.
Yeah, I'm just very happy that. I'm very sad that there are other people that were murdered in the process. President Trump escaped just by turning his head to look at those immigration stats on the Jumbotron. It's just astounding, you know, astounding how that ended up turning out. Just amazing.
You know, but one other thing needs to be said that you know I don't think they're going to stop. Yes, that sounds conspiratorial, but I had said before this happened. That when they got desperate enough, they would try to assassinate him because everything was pointing in that direction. The lawfare wasn't working. The debate was a fiasco for Biden. And so when they realized that this was looking really bad, there was something else. There was a bill that was presented to Congress by a Democrat that if you're a felon, you won't get Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you know, and then he was convicted as a felon. So I think they were heading for this way for a long time.
Yeah. By the way, the one of the aides of that Congress critter that sponsored that ended up getting fired because you know essentially saying you need better gun control, you know, out there, taking gun lessons. A lot of that has been going on. A final question I would have for you, with you of course being, you know, so involved in this. What is it with so many people of this country right now? Is it a mass psychosis of this man, President Trump, being literal Hitler the way it is being described? Is it essentially the media conditioning of a ultra-violent video game in this case though targeting one particular individual that they really don't like? How do you see this?
Yes, that is a big factor. The media has been portraying. The mainstream media has been portraying Trump as, you know, this horrendous guy like Hitler, like you said, and really that was the drumbeat, and so they were encouraging people to take aim at him. Oh, and then Biden had said something like a week before, not even about how the bullseye or something is on Trump or something. We should look at Trump. Put Trump in our sights or something like that, some encouraging, also a gun-related kind of thing. I mean, basically, I don't think he was necessarily, I don't know that he said it on purpose because he doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, at least unconsciously he said it on purpose, but it was like, you should have Trump in your sights now instead of me kind of thing. It's really awful. And of course now COVID comes conveniently. Isn't it convenient? That Biden has COVID.
Oh, well, you know, that is a great excuse to put him back in the basement again, right? Like last campaign?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, but did you notice that as President Biden was getting on Air Force One, no one was wearing masks, and he wasn't either?
Yes, right. All of a sudden, we don't need masks.
Okay, I'm getting out of here. Dr. Carol Lieberman, MD, MPH, forensic psychiatrist. Find out more, TerroristTherapist.com. And, Doctor, we will always have you back. You're always welcome here. Thank you so much. Be well.
Thank you.
736, and this is KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
One of each. Forte VIN 800413 MSRP 21645. Sol VIN 918111 MSRP 21865. 3699 due 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. End 73124.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Life's busy and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 53 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., specializing in new roofing construction and re-roofing. Their mission is to make sure each and every client can sleep at night, knowing they have a roof over their head that lasts and will keep them protected. Call 941-3736. CCB 230-804.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
106.3 and 105.9 when the power comes back on in the Rogue River area. 106.7 in South Jackson County. That is still working. 99.3 KBXG also carries my show. And yeah, I know even though it is the jukebox all the other 21 hours of the day from 6 till 9, I'm still on 99.3. So that way you're in Cape Junction, you're out in Selma area, no problem getting me out in the rural parts of Joe County, okay? It's 7:38. Vicky's here. Monica. Monica's here. I'll get you all straight this morning, Monica. You wanted to weigh in on the talk with Bob Hart on the fire map. Is that where you wanted to?
No. I wanted to talk about Trump.
Trump. Okay,
so
Trump it shall be.
If you want to go to Vicky, go ahead.
No, Vicky's not here yet. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm going on wild man changing screens, and sometimes my multitasking fails me, okay?
As normal, huh? Okay. All right. When Donald Trump came out the first time after his shooting, mm-hmm. assassination attempt, let's put it where it is, when he first came out at the RNC, and everybody was saying he had the sober look on his face. Yes, he did. But you have to realize this was the first time he was amongst a lot of people. This was his first experience of going out. Feeling, do I have the protection?
You'd have to have that feeling of invulnerability was pierced, wasn't it?
You bet. You bet it was, because these were the people he trusts. And with everything that went on, and I do think he was injured by the Secret Service people when they fell on him.
Oh.
Because they fell on him so bad. Because I've noticed that he's real stiff of getting up and getting down out of chairs. So I just have a feeling that he might have been bruised or maybe a rib cracked or something.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Because he's so solemn, too. And I notice every once in a while, he kind of winces. So, and you know he won't take medications. He doesn't take drugs. So everybody has to take that into consideration.
He looked better last night. I have to say, though, Monica, he looked a lot better last night.
He did.
He did not look really good on Monday and Tuesday night.
No.
Do you agree?
And I think it was that first, you know, like falling off a horse and getting back on.
Yeah.
If you've ever had a scare, it's really hard
to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's a really mental, that's a really hard thing. And he did it beautifully. Nobody ever even thought about that. Nobody's ever said anything about that. This man is tough.
You know something that was running through my head watching through this? Because, you know, a lot of times, this essentially was a near-death experience that former President Trump had. Okay, the President Trump had up on stage. A near-death experience. And I know even personally, having had a near-death experience, it can be life-changing in some ways because in some ways it can renew purpose because you start thinking and you're wondering, hey, I should have died in this situation. I did not. And then, okay, what am I going to do to make a difference in a positive way? And I know that's what happened with my near-death experience. I was at a very low time in life. This particular time, I don't think President Trump was in a low period, you know.
No.
But still, you would have to think that he would be going, it's just like, man, I barely made this, right? I scraped through by the skin of my teeth. I'm 78 years old, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I better make hay while this sun is shining, right?
And when he got up after that, he was angry.
He was so angry
that how dare you guys, how dare. He knows more than what we know. He knows more of what happened than what we know.
Yeah.
And he's still going on.
Well, you think that maybe it's one of those things where he could interpret this as God taps you on the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
And says,
I was angry when I saw it. I was so angry. I remember Kennedy. I was 15 years old. I was in my social studies class when they announced it, and then all of the crap that went on after, and we weren't into politics back then. And then all of a sudden, how come the route was changed? There was all the, it was just
The route has changed, and you're in a situation where the limousine has to slow down because it has to make the curve, you know, all that.
Right. And I'm 15 years old and not into politics.
Yeah.
And I'm catching on these things. And then there was Reagan, and I just knew it's because these guys wanted to help us, and it didn't go with what they wanted.
Yeah, the standard narrative. Monica, I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Great. Oh, bye. Absolutely. Great Conspiracy Theory Thursday call. If you have something on your mind, if you're on hold right now, never fear. I shall get with you here. As soon as we are clear of news, we'll catch up a little bit with Bill London. And then your calls on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Have at it, 770-5633.
Hickory Dickory Dock, you are on the clock. It's the final hours of the semi-annual sale at all Gerson's locations. Through Sunday, live happily ever after with 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost every piece of fine furniture. These aren't Pinocchio discounts. This is a real sale, and that's better than a bag of magic beans. So get off your tuffet, Miss Muffet, and come to the semi-annual sale through Sunday at Gerson's Home, Gerson's Express, and Gerson's Outlet. Gerson's.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish. News is sponsored by Millette Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Oregon Department of Forestry Incident Management Team on the Salt Creek Fire will transition control back to local districts today. The fire is currently 84% contained and fully lined at 4,102 acres. Evacuation notices at Level 1B Ready are still in effect in some zones, but will likely be rescinded soon. The Rogue Community College Board of Education is placing a $60 million bond measure on the November ballot in Jackson and Josephine counties. They say it'll fund various projects across RCC campuses. Cass McLeod Skinner, the director of the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners, posted on social media expressing disappointment that the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump failed. the state employee who is the wife of Oregon Democrat Jamie McLeod Skinner, who ran for Congress and failed, tweeted on X, quote, "Nobody's this disappointed in 2 inches since Stormy Daniels." Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Well, Dad, this is not a shocker, so you don't have to sit down for this one.
Hit me.
Father and Son Jewelry has won Best in Southern Oregon.
How many years in a row has it been?
15? I've sort of lost count.
Well, don't let it go to your head. We built our reputation on what we do today, not yesterday.
I agree. Becca, you look like you have something to say.
Just want to say thank you, Southern Oregon, for voting your Father and Son Jewelry best again. We've been your favorite since I can remember.
You may need extra time at Freddy's Diner.
Let's see. The fried chicken dinner sounds delicious. Wait. Smoked brisket? Ooh, hickory smoked ribeye. Chicken fried steak smothered in country gravy.
Welcome to Freddy's. Our Friday and Saturday dinner special is hickory smoked prime rib. Are you ready to order?
I'm going to need a few more minutes.
I'll be back.
Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED.
747, it is Open Phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We have about 3,000 Pacific Power customers out here in Southern Oregon again. It kicked off, just before 7 o'clock this morning. And about 2,000 in parts of Grants Pass and Murphy, about 800 or so in the Rogue River, Gold Hill area could be affected in some cases. They got crews on it. No cause has been determined yet. They're working on it. They claim the power is back on between 10 and 10:30. Now, I checked. 99.3 KBXG is on in Grants Pass, so that's working fine. Hopefully, the power is still solid in Grants Pass and up on Gilbert Peak, and hopefully we'll have it return to Rogue River up at Fielder Mountain, okay? Still okay, 106.3 in Medford and 106.7 in South Jackson County, too, okay? Also, KMED.com. Stream on that anytime you want. As long as you got the internet, you got us, okay? Let's go back to the phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. James is in Selma. Hello, James. Welcome.
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube of Redacted, which is Clayton Morris. He's a friend of Tucker's, and he used to be on Good Morning America. And mm-hmm. he's got, Victoria Nuland ends up, there's a video of her saying, the same day as the assassination attempt, she says President Trump is not going to be the president. And so if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get an unhappy surprise, I think.
Oh, so the little bloodthirsty mistress had that to say.
She's the same one that predicted the gas line going to Germany was going to blow up, that they weren't going to get their.
And then, as Joe Biden would say, son of a bee, it happened, right?
Right. Uh-huh. So she's psychic.
Psychic predictions are all over Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Thank you, James. Right. Wow, let me go to Wild Sam and Steve. Steve, always good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, this whole thing, actually from the fire map to the attempt on President Trump, kind of all fits together. Remember me talking about Milo Minderbender, the guy in the Catch-22 book? I think he's now in the CIA. They're keeping him alive.
Oh, yeah.
And
how
he's
so?
Sort of running things. He used to do things, and when anybody would complain about what he was doing because he was bombing the airport that he was stationed at, he would give them a piece of paper that said a share. Well, they've given out so many shares that all the people he's given a share to actually are controlling him now. And so, things are under his control but out of control because of all the constituencies. Now, the Forest Service and BLM are burning the land because they have no budget. Their original budget came from the money that they got from selling timber and or mining and or grazing permits.
And that, of course, has been removed, right?
Yeah, 1985, that was removed by an act of Congress. And so the only thing they got funded for was putting out fires and or fighting litigation. So that's kind of turned out to be the only thing they can do. Well, the downside to that is it's burning people up, so now they've got to figure out something else to do. And this fire map is probably the result of, you know, trying to do damage control from their previous policies.
Yeah, damage control, but yet you have to agree, though, that the fire map, in essence, is transferring responsibility to protecting your property from federal burns, whether you want to call it legalized arson with prescribed fires that get away or something else more nefarious. I mean, this is about punishing the victims. This is about punishing victims.
The Forest Service and BLM need a budget.
Yeah.
And see, Trump is a big threat to them because he's going after all the three-letter agencies. I wonder why he did not release all the files from the President Kennedy assassination. Pressure was put on him to not do that. He said recently that if he gets elected president, he's going to release those files.
Well, he said he was going to release it last time.
I know, but he said he got snookered and he was going to release all the files again. Well, okay. It all fits together. I mean, it's a...
Well, you know, I can't help but think, though, I can't help but think that when a president is ready to go off the reservation, all right, you know what I'm getting at, right? When you're about to do it, you can even think that, think of Kennedy when he says, I'm going to smash the CIA and scatter it to the winds. I think there was a quote, I'm paraphrasing, of course, off the top of my head. And, you know, I want this gone, and no, I don't want us accelerating into the Vietnam War or, you know, expanding that, all these sort of things, and then that's a threat, right? And so you have modern-day presidents wanting to do the same thing like a Trump or anyone else, let's say, Obama even to a lesser extent. Who knows? I can't help but think that all of a sudden some guy in dark glasses shows up and you're brought into one of those secure rooms, and, you know, I just want to show you what really happened that day in 1963, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, that Milo Minderbender is in the CIA, and they're keeping him alive with all kinds of mechanical devices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of those Futurama-type things. There's the head. Thank you, Steve. Let me go to Ron. Ron's in GP. Hello, Ron. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I've got a problem with this forest fire situation where they're trying to tax us and control us. When we have no way around, no remedy, and that's what the law says you have to have, is provide a remedy for people to get around an illegal law.
Well, there is one way to remedy it, and I don't know if this would be doable or not. You could certainly remedy it by not voting for anybody who voted for Senate Bill 762 and also removing Jeff Golden from office, you know, finding some way to replace him. Because remember, he's the guy, this was his baby. This was his baby, no matter what someone says. This was his baby.
Here's you have a state senator who is making law that affects everybody in the whole state, and yet we in Josephine County cannot vote against or for Mr. Golden or anybody else who is promoting ways to control and regulate and put us out of our land. So how is that helpful? The only helpful we have is that we should have a class action suit where we get Pacific Legal Foundation or somebody to come in and represent the people, because everybody has a stake in this. They have standing because they have property. They're going to be taxed and or fined, and eventually, even though they pay for their insurance, they're still going to have to fix their property.
Yeah. Do you think that you can actually prove a harm has already occurred or not? Because that will also be a part of standing. You know, I'm not an illegal eagle, but I've heard enough about this to realize that's how they. This is how they always find a way to reject this suit. That kind of thing.
Well, to me, it's real simple. All you got to do is look at past fires and see who was harmed and who caused the harm, and that should be. And that should be the controlling reference.
All right, very good. I appreciate your call. Thank you for that, Ron. 770-5633. If you're on hold, I'll get to you in a matter of seconds on KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
Take the Long Way Home was one of four hit singles off Supertramp's 1979 album Breakfast in America. If you find yourself losing your sanity and taking the long way home because of growing cracks in your ceilings and walls, give Millett Construction a call for a free estimate to fix the damage and correct your foundation problem. Stop thinking you never see what you want to see because your home used to be so nice. With Millett's help, it can be again. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber. When 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers. Featuring lumber, hardware, and siding. Starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber. Your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Two Dogs Fabricating is a truck and trailer equipment company. Service bodies, flatbeds, dump trailers, racks, and more. They transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. Two Dogs Fabricating can custom design and build a bed and trailer that's specifically designed to carry your equipment. Plus, we have North Star flatbeds, Pacific Truck Service bodies, job box and buyer's toolboxes, lift gates, Delco dump trailers, everything you need to do the job better and easier. To get outfitted, go see Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit SiskiyouPump.com.
One of each, Forte VIN 800413, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 918111, MSRP 21865, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance, end 73124.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Axios reporting this morning, by the way. I just wanted to let you know this. Before I do that, let me do the legal introductions here. This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Axios, a big leftist kind of news group here, has their top story. Top Democrats now believe Biden will exit. Several top Democrats privately tell Axios the rising pressure of party congressional leaders and close friends will persuade President Biden to decide to drop out of the presidential race as soon as this weekend. He's now self-isolating with COVID, remains publicly dug in, but privately he's resigned to mounting pressure, bad polls, untenable scrutiny, making it impossible to continue his campaign, according to the Democrats talking to Axios. Okay, so we shall see about that. So what happens next? All right, let me go to Vicky. Vicky's out in the Applegate here. What's on your mind, Vicki? Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
I am well. And you?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay, so first of all, when you move to the country and you have a neighbor close to you, you usually have an easement, mm-hmm. A shared path. Why can't BLM allow you to make an easement onto public lands? Like Ed was saying, you know, there's so much debris and everything that he's worried about it. If it was to catch on fire, to come onto his property. Okay, so that's a thought. Second, the kid that tried to assassinate Trump, I was listening to the doctor. She had mentioned maybe he was trying to impress or prove his friends wrong about how good he could shoot.
How good a shot, yeah, yeah.
Well, ultimately, he had to have been smart enough to realize if he did this, there was a good chance he was going to die. Why would you try and make a point like that when you know that you're either going to be in prison or you're going to die? Third, crap.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why'd you call back on number three? How about that? All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me go from Vicki to Tom. Tom, you want to tie it all together?
Yeah, Bill. I've long said that the greatest threat to the peace and prosperity of America is our own federal government, which I see has been taken over by deep moneyed interest.
But it's also designed to give us the illusion of control, that there's some citizen oversight on this. Fair enough?
Yeah, we have the illusion. I call it a crypto-fascism is the way I would describe most accurately the government of the United States. It has this veneer of a democracy and so forth. But we know as time goes on, it's appearing more and more as a fraud. Anyway, I'd like to point out to people, sometimes at lourockwell.com, they have a theme. And the theme today is just exactly that, is how our government has been taken over by moneyed interest and the deep state and whatever else you want to call it. And I think before you can fix a problem, you have to be able to see it. And what they talk about is something that's almost never mentioned, just how everything works together to create this illusion.
Now, does it mention, I have not read Rockwell this morning, I always do at some point, but is it the financialization of the U.S. economy in which we replace real productivity with trading pieces of paper on finances or something different?
Pretty much, yeah. They really go into – I like how there's one by Steve-O and a few others, but they talk about the real price of something is how much you have to work in order to get that. And mm-hmm. he starts out with Big Mac cheeseburgers and so forth. And he said, way back in 1970, you work an hour for two and a third of Big Macs. But now you have to work many more hours to get that same amount of burgers. But, you know, it looks like on paper that you're making a lot more money, but mm-hmm. you're really not.
Yeah. What's the name of that article on Rockwell?
Well, let's see. I'm looking at it right here and bringing it up. Don't believe the lies. Trump assassin is not dead. And what he means by that, it's not that. It's not that Crix is not dead. It's that the real assassin of attempted assassin of
is still out and about, right? Yeah, it's still out and about. Okay. Well, like I was mentioning, I can't help but think that that every president at one point is given the talk, if you know what I mean.
I read a story once where the talk was given to Ronald Reagan, and for the next 2 days. He was sort of walking around the White House in the daze and said, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Because you have your worldview, how you think the world actually works, completely torn away from you. And then an assassination attempt. Miracle upon miracle. Hey, appreciate the call there, Tom. Let me go to, now first I have to have her theme, though. We'll get a couple of minutes with Lucretia here, too. Hello, Lucretia. Let's bring you on here. What are you thinking?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
You know, Albert Pike said, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And I don't think we're two things looking close enough at this shooting, nor
the fire, so I want to have everybody watch this Peggy Hall looking for clues in the unnatural, the UN kind of dash natural fires.
Okay, one more time on the, what was this, Peggy, who again?
Peggy Hall.
Peggy A-K-L-L. Hall. Okay, Peggy Hall.
She
great.
Is a tree expert that is going around looking at these fires, and it's pretty mind-blowing because the trees with the most water are burning from the inside out, and yet the leaves are not burning. Even on a eucalyptus tree, which you can easily light with a little lighter, that the leaves aren't burning.
Hmm.
They're doing something with the water that literally turns it into fire.
Oh, no. Lucretia, I have to tell you, that is like the biggest conspiracy of all, if all of a sudden we have to be afraid of the water now. Wow.
No, no, I know. But, Bill, you got to look at this, because this is a tree expert, and you'll see tree after tree after fire after fire after uh-huh. fire. This guy goes around looking, going, this is not even normal.
By the way, I'm not making fun of you. Understand, I'm not making fun of you, but I'm saying if we've gotten to that point, that's really something interesting. And so where do you see that again? Because, you know, rather than us trying to explain it, where do you go to see it?
Well, you go to Peggy Hall and just go look at Peggy Hall, and then looking for the title is Looking for Clues in the UN dash Natural Fires. And even uh-huh. fence posts or anything with any kind of metal, cars just spontaneously combust, but the leaves on the trees are still there.
All right. Hey, good call, Lucretia, and I appreciate you making that. I really do. I only have time for a couple more calls at this point, so let me go to, we got Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Go right ahead.
Bill, regarding the Trump assassination attempt.
Yes.
I just went to paint a picture here. That this happened on Saturday, July 13th, 2 days before the beginning of the Republican National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And if the outcome would have been different, then instead of the Democrats wondering about whether Joe Biden can beat Trump and having some chaos and turmoil within the Democratic Party, we have another party, the Republican Party, without a president.
Without a candidate, yeah.
Without a candidate. And anyway, I just think, no, I don't know exactly. I'm assuming they would have chose somebody else. How that would have worked and who it would have been, I have no idea. But I think it's a way of them attempting to deflect their chaos onto the Republicans.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good. I think it's a pretty good theory. I really do.
I mean,
well, there are no coincidences, and there are just too many pieces of Swiss cheese holes that had to line up in this for this to occur on Saturday. Would you agree with me on that? Too many, if you were to take two slices of Swiss cheese and try to get them to, too many, just too many things. You know, open roof. You know, they saw the kid an hour prior. They secure the building inside, but they don't get him down from upside. You know, it's just too many things. Too many things are not making sense. All right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take one more call, and then we'll have to go back to some open phones a little later, okay? Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, Bill. John in Medford.
Hi, John.
Hey, Bill. So you asked the psychologist this morning why people have such a visceral reaction to Trump. And she didn't really answer it.
Yeah, I noticed that, but we were short on time. But I had to ask.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a classic case of projection. The people that have a really visceral reaction to Trump are the ones that see something in themselves that they don't want to see that reminds them of him. And so they project that hate onto him as a way to prevent seeing it within themselves.
That's a good theory, too. Yeah, I like that. Right.
I think it's real.
But, you know, there's a part of me that also thinks that and I know that there are some people, you know, I like women. I'm married to a very strong woman, and I'm always big on strong women. But I think in a feminized culture, people are not really happy. And I'm talking about a left-wing version of feminized culture and thinking that anybody who represents daddy and strength is to be rejected and resisted and hated, I think. And I think Trump, to a certain extent, is representative of daddy. And it's kind of like the nation has daddy issues. What do you think about that?
No, that's absolutely the case. But what gets confused about it is that women tend to go against Trump because of his womanizing. But that's not the truth of the matter, because when you look at someone like Clinton or even Kennedy, that's not true. So it really has to do with a man that's more in his masculine core that society has been taught to hate.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the call. 8:10, we'll go back to maybe squeeze an extra open phones time a little bit before the end here. Kevin Starr is going to join me here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about some firearms lawsuit news here and maybe let him wax poetic a little bit on what happened last Saturday. And Melissa Molasco will join me live from the RNC, talk about all the great fun she's been having.